Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, everyone. Yeah, I think we can still say happy Wednesday. I know what's going on in the world is anything but happy, but we need to stick together. We need to puff our chest out and we need to get on with life and get through it, and we'll beat it together. Come on. Come on, gang. Come on, everyone. Yeah, I'm proud of you, lot. I really am. Now, come on. We've got a podcast, mate. Yes, we have. Another edition of the Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Podcast. And what a podcast it is. Look at that. Look at that. I mean, sadly on the back, no live sport. Or is there some live sport coming up in this podcast? Actually, yes, there is. Sort of. Stick around. It's coming up. We begin this podcast with the Watford goalkeeper, Ben Foster. He was joined... Oh, no. Max Rushton's still on there, is he? How is this being allowed to happen? Gee, I mean, this is... I don't see Boris Johnson mentioning this. I mean, as a nation, we're trying to get through it. And you turn on your radio and you hear that. Oh, I can only apologise. Anyway, him... And Tony Cascarino were on the sport. Doing the prep for show. How's he got that gig? Anyway, Ben was on this morning, or yesterday morning, after being in self-isolation for a week. Wish Max Rushton would be in self-isolation for a week. Anyway, thankfully, he's been tested negative for the coronavirus. That's Ben Foster, not Max Rushton. I'm sure Max is fine. I'm sure everyone's fine, but I'd still like to see Max maybe locked up for a week or two, maybe even a month. Throw away the... Anyway, this is that interview.
I was actually fairly ill last week, actually. So it started for me about last Monday. I fell a little bit ill, and then it kind of got worse as the week went on, to the point where the club were quite concerned it might actually be coronavirus. So they sent a nurse down to do a test on me. Thankfully for me, it was negative. But saying that, even then, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, whether we're in a situation at the minute where you want to actually contract the disease, so just so that you've sort of got the antibodies in your body to sort of go forward with it, or whether you want to steer clear of it.
Have you been self-isolating, and how have you found that?
Once I got the test through to say it wasn't coronavirus, I was like, right, I need to go and start doing something, because I was pulling my hair out, to be honest with you. So, yeah, just getting back out on my bike again is a massive thing for me. But, yeah, it's very boring. Like I say, I'm probably the same as most people, doing a lot of sort of Netflix watching, TV watching, reading random weird stuff, anything to pass the time, really. I'm always one for the classics anyway, so things like The Office. I've rewatched The Office again this week for about the 100th time.
Oh, is Elaine? She left you yet?
Yeah.
All right, see you then. She has left him. I forgot about that.
And Ben, I was going to ask you, what's your personal gut feeling on how this season pans out? As in, do you think it should continue into, even if it's August, September, that this season has to finish?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to do something like that. I don't know. It's a tough one, isn't it? Because I can't see in 3 weeks' time, or what was it, 3rd of March, 4th of March, I can't see that we're going to be able to just start the league again. There's no way, because we're still going to be in the same situation we are right now, aren't we? Probably even worse, actually. You're going to have teams up and down the country where players will probably have it. There'll be people at the club will have it. Coaches will have it. So I think we're still going to be in the same situation that we are now. So I don't know when it's going to get started again, but I, without doubt, I think you can cancel the summer's plans that you've got already, because they're going to have to prolong it as long as possible.
I mean, there will be Watford fans thinking it wouldn't be such a bad thing if the season was just cancelled and started again. You know, I don't know, on the Watford WhatsApp group, if you're suggesting that.
Well, we've spent all season in the bottom three, haven't we? So at the minute, we're fourth from bottom. So for me, cancel it now and... let's call the season off from this point onwards. It's a tough one, but it's a weird one though. Like the lads, we've got a group chat, but it's sort of almost radio silence at the minute.
On now to Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs. They do the weekday show on TalkSport from 1 p.m. There's lots of funny stuff in their show. There's lots of stuff that makes you go, "Why are you saying that?" And there's, I mean, the reason I'm telling you this is because I haven't got a link written out. It just says Agent J. So if I said, "Time now for Agent J," it would be a bit short, that link. But I can say it now because I've just mumbled on about, "Time now for Agent J." There you go. It worked.
Well, no sport really, but news from my cousin in Vancouver.
Oh, this is great news.
His team won the Vancouver Metro Soccer League.
Oh, that's
very,
great.
Very exciting. They're called...
We're going to be majoring on that today, aren't we?
No, I'm just going to tell you. Rhinos Tigers.
That's a bit of a
His son's the coach. He's the manager.
How old are the kids?
I think they're men. They're proper men. They're not really kids.
Oh, okay.
It's men's football. Yeah,
right,
I mean,
fair enough.
Yeah. So,
what are they? Do they play Sunday morning out there? When do you know when they play their games?
It's on YouTube, so it looks like they play on artificial surface at night, by the sound of it. But this is 22 game season.
This is going to. You may know the answer to this, TalkSport listeners, but we talk about Sunday morning football, don't we, in this country? You know, the idea is that the kind of the lowest rung with respect for people to play an active game of organised football is on a Sunday morning.
So pub league, Sunday morning.
Yeah. Are we alone in that in Great Britain? I mean, when the Dutch have a kind of equivalent of Sunday morning football, do they play it on a Sunday morning or do they play it on a Saturday afternoon?
I have no idea. Let's ask Marcel von
der Kram. No, we'll ask the listeners. We've got a ready-made resource.
That's true.
Worldly, urbane listenership who can tell
that's
us
really true.
They went over and they basically lived in Holland or they lived in Denmark or Norway and the Norwegian FA. They're telling us everything today. They'll probably come through with that.
Do you play for the Clog and Gouda?
Yeah, indeed. Did you ever turn out? Did you turn out for the Clog and Gouda?
It's possible.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Nijmegen or somewhere. And let us know. Is the Sunday morning? I doubt it. I mean, I doubt it. But I'm just asking a question. I don't know if I bring that up now.
I've
watched that much Peaky Blinders last 48
really?
Hours. I feel like I'm living in post-war Birmingham.
Fantastic. You haven't got the cap on. You need the cap.
I'm going to get one of those then. When you get things wrong, I'll take my cap off.
that could be bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be bad,
yes. I mean, a lot of people watching TV, a lot of people worried about self-isolating. It's quite understandable. But my wife is actually, believe it or not, quite happy about self-isolating.
Your son was very funny about it when he saw it yesterday.
Basically, he said, "This is the moment you've been training for all your life, Mum. It's tremendous. You know, nobody else likes staying in and watching telly like you do. No one else can stay and watch 260 hours of Holby and that sort of thing, you know, doctors."
Yeah.
So, absolutely fine.
This is her cup final, is it?
Well, very much so,
yes.
Now, it seems that Katie Price's ex-husband, Simon Jordan, is on every single show. Yesterday, he was on probably the Simon Jordan show. The day before that, he was on the Press Box with Simon Jordan. Today, or yesterday, he was alongside Jim White. So it was probably called the Simon Jordan Show with Jim White. And Simon was saying that every option should be exhausted before cancelling the season. This is Simon saying that, probably with lemon juice in his hair.
I would be gobsmacked if the 20 Premier League club owners or their mandated chief executives don't sit there in front of the Premier League and say, "You must exhaust every possibility known to man to find a solution insofar as football is so important, but in our, let's just put aside society and just go to planet football for the moment because we're talking about football.
Yeah.
You must exhaust, Richard Masters, every conceivable, best laid plan of mice and men to find a solution to completing the 1920 season. And if you cannot and you have exhausted every possibility, then and only then do we consider folding down the football season and all the ramifications that go with it. And then and only then do we determine what comes after that."
Time now for a bit of cricket. And the Surrey spinner Gareth Batty was on the Cricket Collective on TalkSport 2. Now, Gareth is one of the six Surrey players who are currently self-isolating. And he says he feels at a loose end with no cricket in the near future.
I'll be brutally honest, I'm nowhere. I don't know what to do because I'm very much on a 3-week countdown. That's why I use the 3 weeks. That I know that I try and stay physically fit, so that is one thing that is ticked off. That's one thing that you can control, and then it's down to your skills. And sometimes you have to upskill and do lots more preparation and lots more bowling because it's just not quite working. and you know what you need to work on. And other times you just take your foot off the gas because you're in a good place and you don't want to burn yourself out before it gets to that competition time. So the unknown is the biggest problem for everybody. And it's no different when you're involved in sport. If anything, it's probably worse because a lot of our lives are quite structured. In the sort of practice, and you know you're practicing for a certain event. At the minute, you're not practicing for anything.
Now, the Drive Time boys, Adrian Durham and Darren Goff, are actually broadcasting from Darren Goff's kitchen, would you believe, which I'm led to believe is very, very big. Not like Adrian Durham's hair, which, of course, is very, very ginger. Anyway, these two were talking about England's Jordan Pickford and bigging him up, as the kids would say.
And I look at, say, 1995, Arsenal were in the Cup Winners' Cup final, David Seaman let in a goal from the halfway line in the last minute, and they lost that to Zaragoza. He was still England's goalkeeper at Euro 96, and everybody still loved him, and he was brilliant.
Yeah.
And he saved a penalty in a shootout at Euro 96. You know, well, I think that sometimes we look at, week in, week out, players make mistakes, but because he's the England keeper, a mistake that he makes gets magnified beyond all proportion. Beyond all proportion. And I just think he's done enough for England to deserve a little bit more respect than that. That's all I'm... And I do look at goalkeepers in an England shirt. Peter Shilton was a terrific goalkeeper, terrible record in shootouts, to the point where we were discussing about Italia 90. Should he have been substituted in the 119th minute and Dave Besson put on because he had a better record at penalties? Didn't happen. Guess what? We lost the shootout. So, you know, I think that we have to look at what they've done for England, and Jordan Pickford's got to be right up there in an England shirt.
As I'll say again, I think, yes, some of his performances for England have been magnificent, and he hasn't let England down. But can we just keep saying that? He hasn't let England down.
Yeah, why wouldn't
we? Your club football has to come into it, Aid. Because England played, unless you're in a tournament, you're only playing twice every, 2 months, 10 weeks? So you can't just keep judging England performances. Lingard, has he let England down? He left him out the last game.
Not playing, though, is he?
He's not playing for Manchester
United.
That's
the difference.
But number one, the goalkeeper is a different situation. He signed for Everton as the number one.
And he still is.
Some clubs have him competing. Some clubs have a definite number one and a definite number two.
I think he gets a raw deal, Jordan Pickford. And I'm surprised that there's such a debate about it.
Time now to hear from former England fullback Danny Mills. He was on the kickoff show talking about his own career. Oh, look at me and how brilliant I was with my England caps. Sort of.
We were going into the quarterfinal thinking, you know what, if we beat Brazil, we've got a chance here. We can win this.
Did you talk about it before?
No, but Nigel Martin was my roommate, and we used to, you know, you'd have a laugh and a joke and bits and pieces and whatever. And you think, you know, imagine we win this, we get knighted. How cool would that be? As you sat there playing, you know, I don't know, whatever it was, Sega Fishing against David Seaman, whatever,
or
Pac-Man, whatever it was, the little arcade that we had, you're thinking, oh yeah, could get knighted if we win this, couldn't we? How good would that be? And clearly it was like surreal and not sort of realistic in any way, shape or form. But we went into the game thinking we got a chance, but they were better than us. We got outplayed. I think the only regret of the game is that we didn't maybe just shell it long in the last 20 minutes. You know, we were dead on our feet, even though they had, you know, 10 men. They kept the ball far better than us. But we never really sort of bombarded them in the last 15, 20 minutes. Just sling a few balls in, see what happens.
Was Sven not that kind of character?
No, well, I think obviously, Gareth, you know, the team, the goal just before half time killed us. You know, we went 1-0 up, which I'd like to claim an assist in. Mm-hmm. a hopeful punt forward. I think that Emil flicked on, and obviously Michael scored. So, and then they scored obviously just before half time. It was a fantastic goal. It was a magnificent goal. And it felt one player you don't want it to fall to, you know, on his left peg, Rivaldo, and he tucks it away. And that sort of takes all the wind out of our sails. And of course, you know, since obviously Gareth wrote the book, and it was, you know, we needed a Churchill speech at half time, and we got Ian Duncan Smith. I don't think Gareth played for Sven after that. didn't go down particularly well. But that's, you know, you need rousing at that point, and we didn't really have it. And we went out, obviously, second half. He scores the flukiest goal on the planet. And don't hold Dave any account for that whatsoever. I mean, he took that bad, but it was a lucky goal. No one saw it come. He's never done it since. Never even tried it. It was lucky. And then we just couldn't get the ball, you know, and we didn't really have too many shots, you know, after sort of 60 minutes. in that game.
Do you feel bad for some of the England internationals who've had to cope with those bad moments? You think of Gareth Southgate, David Seaman.
Oh, it's tough.
David Beckham's red
David
card.
David Batty as well. You know, it's you can't imagine the sort of pressure that you're under. You know, we all practice penalties, you know, throughout that tournament. And, you know, I'd have taken a penalty, you know, had I had to, not a problem. But, you know, it is the world, you know, the weight of the nation is on your shoulders at that stage. And no wonder, you know, Beck's against Argentina, no wonder he was nervous going up to take that penalty. You know, it wasn't the cleanest strike on the planet. Mm. You know, the amount of pressure, you know, that it was under at that stage. You know, bearing in mind before, obviously, he'd been sent off and there'd been effigies burnt of him against, you know, for getting sent off against Argentina. And Simeone tried to shake his hand before that penalty. So, yeah, it's massive pressure, you know, at that stage. And it's tough. And I think Dave felt he'd let us all down, and he hadn't. He'd made some incredible saves during that tournament to keep us in games. Mm-hmm. He'd been absolutely fantastic. And it was a lucky goal, you know, simple as that. There was no one saw it coming. There's nothing you can really do about that. It just happens. But going out, yeah, it's tough because suddenly it's balloon popped and off you go home. You know, we flew back, I think, straight after the game, packed up, left the next morning. And that's it. World Cup over. Done and dusted. Just like that. In the blink of an eye, you're going from sort of like semi-national heroes to that's it, gone. It's over. You know, get back to normality. And it's very, very, it's a long flight back home, I can tell you that.
Hello, I'm Barry Glendenning, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Danny Mills' ex-teammate at Leeds, Charlton manager Lee Bowyer, called the station yesterday to ask Katie Price's ex-husband Simon Jordan about what would happen with his own players' contracts. Yeah, come on, Simon, you seem to have all the answers.
We have 14 players out of contract in the end of June, six on loan, so
yeah.
Clubs could call them back at the end of June if that was the case, and the others, obviously, they don't have to play if they don't want to, so with your experience, obviously you ain't experienced this before, but how do you think that problem...
Well, I just think that the football landscape would have to make certain concessions and certain adaptations. If you're extending the season, then you'd have to extend certain obligations upon players. One of them is that most contracts expire on June the 30th if they're out of contract, and just increase that to July 31st, Lee, so that people that are effectively out of contract would have to be retained on the payroll by the football club during July, but then would be available to the club. And at the same time, the other argument, because this is the reason why I'm putting this forward, is because Chelsea's forward line is out of contract on June the 30th. Now, I know everything doesn't evolve around the Premier League, but you know how the world works. That will get the most attention. But the idea that players that are being signed for the 2021 season should become part of the roster has to be discounted. So people that buy players between the close or towards the traditional close of the season and the opening of a transfer window can't make them available for the 19-20 season. But the current roster of players that you've got there that would be out of contract on June the 30th, then football can easily turn around and say, well, as a matter of extreme circumstances, we're going to have an extraordinary meeting, change the rules to say that all player contracts expire on July 31st as a result of the 1920 season. So Charlton and every other football club can retain the services of their playing roster. And then it becomes individual discussions between people, and perhaps not your executive chairman, and other clubs to retain loan services for players that you've got from other football clubs, whoever you've got them from. It's about whether people want to do it, Lee. If they want to do it, then they'll do it and they'll find the solutions and they'll move the obstacles out of the way. If they don't want to do it, then they'll put obstacles in your way.
Sure. Now, of course, every night from Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. is what was recently voted best evening show from 10 p.m. on national radio. That's Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar.
Oh, yeah? Who voted for that?
Well, it doesn't matter who voted for it.
That's not even a category. You've just made that up.
Anyway, it doesn't matter who voted for what and what kind. It doesn't matter when you've got gold dust like this.
I think we need to quickly go over to Beaky. He's watching England against Greece live from 2001, and it's not looking good at the moment.
They've got, in fact, there's been a foul, rather a controversial one. I didn't see much wrong with it. I thought that Neville, was it Neville that was fouled or Keown? Anyway, it's Beckham who's got the free kick. Plays it long forward into the penalty area, but the keeper comes out and takes it well. That was a really good take by Nikopolidis, and he's got the ball and time ticking away. I can tell you that the full-time whistle has gone over in Germany and that it's finished 0-0. So unless they can get something in the last dying embers of this game, England, they will have to go into a playoff against Ukraine to go through. The ball sent long downfield with Eden the last few minutes. The chance for David Beckham now to pull the irons out of the fire. It's around about 29, 30 yards from goal. Here comes Beckham, right footed, shoots. The goalkeeper stands and watches. That's all he can do because David He moved a little bit to his right-hand side, but decided he couldn't get it, and it went into the back of the net.
Now, that's it for another podcasting thing. A reminder, of course, that you can download previous episodes of Andy Goldstein's Talks About Daily Podcast or future ones from Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or all three, or maybe choose two or one. Whatever you want, just choose it from one of them. The next one, of course, will be available to download around about 4 or 5 a.m. But if you subscribe, you don't have to worry about that time. It just miraculously appears in your inbox. That's it. There's no sport again for me to tell you about. You know, I lied earlier on when I said there was like, just to get you to the end of the... You know, when you sort of meet someone in a bar, you say, oh, yeah, of course I've got a Ferrari and a couple of Lamborghini. And, you take them back, you just got a full Fiesta. And they go, whoa! And you go, well, are you that shallow? Would you have only come back if you'd... Anyway, sorry, that's just what happened to me. That really is it for this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. I mean it when I say be safe, everyone. Be safe. I genuinely do. Take care of yourself. Wash your hands for 20 seconds. Keep your distance. If you've got a cough or... I know you know that, but I have to tell you. I don't have to, but I want to tell you. Just make sure you are aware of your surroundings, and if you've got temperature and all that, just self-isolate, because we as a nation will smash this to pieces, this coronavirus and nonsense. That's the only way we're going to beat it, and we will beat it. Oh, yes, we will. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, everyone. Be safe, my friends. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.